Look at how early I am getting to Am I Wrong? 36 past 1.
Hey, you could tell yourself you're about an hour earlier than normal. You're giving Am I Wrong so much time.
Are we going to 257.20? Is that how long we're going with Am I Wrong?
If the people demand it.
Exactly.
I think I'm hearing from the people right now.
People are telling you.
People are talking.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying.
All right, I'm gonna open up a Clementine while you jump on in. A Clementine. Phenomenal.
Clementine is superior to the orange. We've discussed that before.
It's amazing.
Bad Clementines, though. A great disappointment. Great, great disappointment. I hope you get a good one.
You're familiar with great disappointments.
You good now?
Poor Lindsay.
Get that out of your system?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into politics, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
A few weeks ago, Kamala Harris told us that she was going to attack inflation in this country, Chad.
Yeah.
And how is she going to do it? By going after price gouging.
Yeah.
The gougers. That's the problem. That's where
I'm
all
gouging
this
is Clementine right now.
Good for you. I think you, myself, many others, not really sure that's going to
very juicy
do much to impact the price of eggs, milk, all the inflationary items. But I am behind her with this.
Oh.
We do have price gouging in this country that we need to go after. And if she's really serious about going after the real
this is
gougers,
a big one?
This is the one. This is where we start.
Is the only one or okay?
No, this is, in my view, at least.
Number one on the list.
Okay. It's number one with a bullet. This is the first one we got to get after right now.
I got paper. Let's go.
Big parking. I could pull into a ramp today, downtown Minneapolis, say around 8:30. I could stay till 6, get the early bird rate, man.
Yeah,
6,
yep,
8,
yep, yep.
10, 12 bucks, something like that. But at that same ramp, if I enter at the exact same time and perhaps want to leave before 1, or maybe I enter at 10 and I just want to stay a couple hours till noon, I could end up paying double. Or how about one of the lots I frequently park in that's over by U.S. Bank Stadium North? Usually only costs me about $5. It's a long walk, but I save a couple dollars. Yep. But because we've got state soccer all week long, Chad, $50.
Oh, get out of here.
$50 to park in that small
lot. For state soccer?
For state soccer. Big parking. The biggest, greatest, most ridiculous price gouging scam in America today.
Am I wrong?
Okay. As we've discussed years before, now Jerush is jumping on our bandwagon. What else is new, right? These soccer games playing at 8 in the morning, absurd. A championship game at 8 a.m., nonsense. Soccer, big soccer getting no respect in this town. This lot, if state soccer is $50, the Vikings Sunday night game should be $500.
And by the way, it's the same lot that if there is a Viking, say, Monday night game or a concert at the bank that's midweek, it'll charge you the $50, $60, $70 price at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, that I hate that because one of the lots I park at, I parked with the terrace today because I had a little business at the house.
You were a victim of big parking, I bet. Again.
I was. Oh, I'm a big victim when I go out. The parking terrace are going to absolutely crush me. You know, I normally walk the 4 blocks and occasionally get the snow pellets.
I parked there.
But because I had to be a part of Dumber Than We Thought, I had to pay extra. Carter should have paid me the 20 extra bucks.
Yeah, it worked, though. You were dumber than we thought.
Yeah.
For showing up late.
The sprinklers needed to be blown out with 5 feet of snow around them.
Yeah, those sprinklers you used once this year, maybe?
It didn't rain for 2 months. I believe in big. Here's what I don't believe in on golf courses. I like it slightly brown. Big green on golf courses is massively overrated. In my lawn, I kind of like it a little green. So I kept the sprinklers on a little bit too long. So then I park with the terrace.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so right in many ways, and I'll rarely say that. I may never say it again. If there's an event, an 8 o'clock event, and you're parking in that lot at 7:30, I'm not going to the event. I had it in one of the lots for one of the concerts this summer. And when I went into it, it was $8, I think. And then it was one of those, you put the ticket back in. It was trying to charge me $50. And there were cars behind me. I put the, I put that baby in reverse. People were confused. Took them a while. But I went in there. And I told one guy, and he goes, really? He went reverse too.
Ooh.
But $50 for state? They must just have one policy, event parking.
Must be. It's going to be 60,000 or 600 in here. Doesn't matter.
They need to go to like surge pricing. Okay? Vikings, Colts. Yeah, the Colts, Joe Flacco. You know, maybe that's $70. If it's Jordan Love and the Packers, I don't know, that's 150. If it's state soccer, it's $20. Maybe even $10. Come on.
Maybe they should give it to you for free to get more people in the building.
Well, you would have said you were going then. You would have lied to save your money.
I still could have walked in the building and walked right out. That would have been fine. At least I went.
No.
Could have seen the Maple Grovers go down in OT.
Yeah,
tough one for the Grovers.
OT lost.
Egan.
Maybe Russia would have been at the event as opposed to monitoring somebody on Twitter. They would have won. You're not going to the event if you walk in and walk out. That doesn't count.
It's called the Carter.
That's true. That is true.
Familiar with Jimmy John's?
In many ways, by the way.
Jimmy John's, home of the freaky fast sandwiches and the terrible bread.
Overrated, Jimmy
John's. They found a way, Chad. They have found a way this week, it's been announced, to make their Sammies even worse. They have introduced the Pickle Witch, where they'll take your order as usual, but instead of the bread, they'll substitute a giant kosher pickle sliced in half the long way and put all the toppings, your meats, your cheeses, your oils, in between those slices of pickle. This is absolute abhorrent behavior.
You hate pickles?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
and if Donald Trump becomes president again, he can forget about pulling broadcasters' licenses for the day. Start with Jimmy John's license to serve food.
Am I wrong?
I enjoy a pickle or two, right?
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. I gave that one to you right there. But I don't want the pickle. As you're noting that for future usage. I don't want pickle as a bread replacement, okay? No. Pickle as an accoutrement. I mean, see, this is something that Carter, with the infamous sandwich gate at Potbelly months ago, when he gave me not a single condiment. You know what's available at Potbelly? Pickles. But not as a bread replacement, as an additive, as a bonus. Even Big Pickle looks at Jimmy John's and says, you're overusing us. You're relying on us too much.
Gedney gives them the side eye.
Gedney's like, come on.
Who is Gedney, by the way?
It was a talking, was it a duck?
It's like a stork or something.
It was the stork, yeah, the big neck thing. You know, go to a plastic surgeon. They can tighten that up a little bit. You know, Beverly Hills.
Too jowly.
No, who likes jowls? Like, among people on the planet, we want jowls out of maybe Santa?
He can have some jowls.
Stork? You know who doesn't like the fish? And the stork can go after how many fish with that big jowls?
Well, at least they're with their friends at that point. Say, well, Bob, if this is it, glad I'm with you.
No, you know, Bob, good luck to you. I'm here still in the pond doing well. Now, get better bread. Jimmy John's, again, Jersey Mike's drives right by Jimmy John's, doesn't even look at him.
No. Like Jimmy John's isn't even moving.
No. Jimmy, maybe go by Jim. You know, how old are you? Maybe grow up a little bit.
Nah.
Jim John.
We don't really trust anybody named Jimmy, do we?
Not past the age of six, right? I mean, come on. Be James John, something like that. 45 past one. You can chime into the nonsense anytime you would like. 651-461-9226. Guess who brings us back? Close circuit. Dill overkill among the texters. I agree. That's, you know, an issue you've never faced. Too much pickle. The Jimmy John's Unwich is a good choice. I tried the pickle sandwich, only two choices. I tried the turkey version. It was underwhelming. Mm. From a texter who's mad about everything. except Trump fans, who's texted me a number of times here, he's never going to listen again. Now doesn't like DeRusha because all of his hair dye has made him arrogant.
Excuse me? Like the dye seeped into his brain, changed the brain chemistry?
Yeah. I mean,
there's no question there's a lot of hair dye in play.
Do you think there is a lot of hair dye?
Oh, he'd be, you know,
what are you
total gray.
What are you, at his house?
Oh, I just...
I hadn't even thought of it.
I know these things. I look deep in the roots. I think he'd be very gray, almost...
You're,
like Steve
you're
Martin-like.
Mr. Big Roots.
Love looking at the roots.
I mean, obviously, he's talked about adding the hair, right? But dying?
TV guy. Come on.
He's not anymore.
It's in his heart.
It's in his blood. It was in his blood when he was giving us the patio picks again.
He was probably dyeing his hair at age 20 just to be sure.
You can see non-dyer here.
No, if you were, you'd have to get your money back.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't mind the gray hair at all. Well, look at you, buddy. You're 40 and you're grayer than I am.
Well, that's not true at all.
That's not. It's radio. I can go. But you're awfully gray for 40. You're gonna look like... Steve Martin was an excellent pick. Who else do we have with really, really gray hair? How about Ted Danson? Ted Danson now is pretty. You're going to look like Ted Danson by the end of, March next year.
Well, working with you will do that to me, but if I'm Ted Danson, I'll take that.
That's a good run.
Ted's still a good-looking guy.
Ted's a great-looking guy.
Got a new movie coming out, too, or series. I can't remember. To be honest, doesn't look very good.
Most of the time, his track record's great. How many individuals have had... the cross-section of success that Ted has had since, what a cheer start, 82, 83, somewhere there? Didn't have great movie success, but he had a few. Then he had multiple, and then obviously he was phenomenal on Curb. Basically just playing himself, but who else would you want to play Ted Danson?
No.
I'd want Ted Danson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still remember when he showed up in Saving Private Ryan halfway through that movie as like the commander of a unit. What is Ted Danson doing in this movie? This doesn't seem right.
Well, that's what our guy Colin Colvert used to say. Colin no longer reviews movies, and I still follow him on the Twitter machine. But like we talk about like a Hanks, when Hanks will play a bad guy, and he says, I can't get over it. I'm able to suspend, you know, my belief, and they're actors.
Yeah, they are, but Sam Malone in... World War II France just didn't feel right to me.
Norm wasn't next to him.
How do you know? Camera didn't pan over.
He didn't walk
over.
In with one of his pithy phrases and have a beer slid to him. And then Norm was right, you know, then Cliff was there.
Yeah. Hey there, guys.
Hey. You know, Coach wasn't there. Woody wasn't there. How about Woody? Circle back when I asked Dean Phillips about getting Woody Harrelson on the show. I think that's going to happen.
But I would adore that.
I think we need to get it to happen before the fair. And then when he's on the fair, it's like we're all friends.
Woody is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, underrated actor.
I think that's a great call. Who would have guessed when he was just a country bumpkin on Cheers, he could have so many spectacular roles.
Mm-hmm. Funny, serious. He's brilliant. The committee has to get to a couple things here before we wrap up. First of all, inspired by Halloween.
So get a gassy.
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry about that. The Am I Wrong committee chocolate rankings are as follow. Number one, dark chocolate.
Of course.
I mean, it's a clear number one. It's for the adults with a much more grown-up palate and sense of taste. Milk chocolate. It's still good. It's your everyman's chocolate. It's your cheap chocolate, but it can fine in a
Kamala
pinch.
Kamala Harris? I'm middle class.
Finally, bottom of the barrel, and I mean, it's a big, big,
big barrel.
Big barrel. Okay. White chocolate, absolute filth.
Am I wrong? No. I don't want white chocolate on a regular basis. You know, you can only have so much Jason Williams. I think the occasional.
Get out of here.
Right there, white chocolate. Like that? The occasional white chocolate is a surprise.
No. Yeah, a terrible surprise.
No. You being here every day, that's a terrible surprise. White chocolate.
I am happy to not be here on Monday.
Okay. You want to work the overnight shift?
I'm happy to walk out right now. You just say the word, Chad.
Yeah. Well, you got to stay till 3. Although you'd like to leave on Am I Wrong?
That would be good.
Like Teddy Ballgame, you know, your final home run. I think you're underplaying how good white chocolate is. How often do you have white chocolate?
About once a year after the kids bring home the Halloween candy, and they've got, you know, the Hershey's cookies and
white
cream.
Chocolate,
the white chocolate,
underrated. I'm coming around to this idea more and more.
You are lying to the people and to yourself.
I never lie to the people. I lie to friends and family members, but not to the people.
Okay.
We're excited to go. I'm going to go across the street and get us food. I have healthy chicken, healthy sweet potato. But we're going to have...
Yeah, I ate plenty for lunch. I really don't need food at all. But if there's going to be a Polish, I'm going to eat it.
Yep.
Last quick thing as we've got a minute left here for Am I Wrong. Heidi Klum, Knock It Off.
Am I Wrong?
E.T. this year in her massive Halloween party.
Enough.
In the past, it's gone like 20 years she's been.
Enough.
I think last year she was a peacock.
Yeah.
She's dressed as Betty Boop and Jessica Rabbit and... Shrek characters.
It's been a big thing for Heidi, you know, and the various guys.
Knock it off. We get the point.
E.T. was over the top. First of all, let's be a little more current, too. Speaking of 82, that's when E.T. was out. Heidi, you just get familiar with E.T.? Come out with a movie, something movie. How long did it take her to get into the costume? By the way, she made the guy do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's married to Heidi Klum, right? That's good. That's a lot of good about
that. Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I don't know. Halloween would test how much I want to be with Heidi. We got to be in costume for 10 hours? And then
it's not just Halloween, too. It's not just the day. It's the lead up to it.
I got to go.
I mean, the planning probably starts in March.
You wanted me to get out of 50? Yeah. I want to go get us food.
Well, then say the thing and get out.
Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time for you to reach out to Andy Lindis. And how about get the Infinity... from Marvin Windows. Do it today.